In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Easter! And happy April Fool's Day. Today, obviously, Easter is the holiday that takes precedence for us. But I must confess that I pondered helping the congregation celebrate April Fool's Day as well. Ideas I had were keeping everything in black from Good Friday, swapping Deacon Doug's gospel reading with a racy excerpt from the Song of Solomon, or my favorite, switching out the wine for Kool-Aid in the communion chalices. Somehow on Easter Sunday, though, those things just seemed wrong. So rest assured, this morning we are only celebrating Easter. But it is interesting to think about Easter in light of April Fool's Day. I don't know about you, but on the years that I remember that it's April 1st, I go through the day extra wary of everything. I'm reticent to trust online articles. I think twice about what the people around me are up to. And I wonder if it might be like what the disciples were feeling on that very first Easter morning. As we read in John's Gospel, upon hearing Mary's news that the stone had been rolled away, they ran to the tomb, saw that it was empty, saw the wrappings lying there, and then they go home. It's not exactly the reaction we'd expect, is it? I mean, why weren't they doing backflips and running to tell everyone else? It's almost as if they don't know if they can trust the empty tomb. Did Jesus rise from the dead, or did someone take the body? This Sunday, their question is really our question. Can I trust this? How do we know we can trust the empty tomb? How do we know we can trust the resurrection? How do we know we can trust God? Often with questions like these, we look to the person with the most experience, which in this case is Jesus, because he is the one who had to trust the most. The trust that Jesus had to go through with the passion was profound. He knew what was going to happen and did not turn away from it. He suffered, was tortured, humiliated, and abandoned by his friends. Yet he never stopped trusting God. Now, to be sure, he didn't want it to happen, and it wasn't easy for him. In the garden, he pleaded with God. On the cross, he felt forsaken by God. But he trusted God to the very end, because his last words were, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." He put his life in God's hands, believing that even if he went through hell and death, that God would be there for him on the other side. And he trusted God that things were going to be okay. That's not to say that all along the way things were always okay, but he trusted that they would be. How did Jesus know that he could trust God? He didn't. He had to take the leap that we all do. Sure, there were reasons to trust, such as that God had been there for him in the past, and that he believed God loved him and would redeem all things. But he didn't know in the sense that it was certain. How do we know we can trust? We don't. That's what faith is. Our faith is what allows us to trust God in the way that Jesus did. But trusting is hard, and not just on Easter or April Fool's Day. Trusting is hard because we've been let down and seen promises broken. And we ourselves can be unreliable, doing the very things that we don't want to do. And it's especially hard to trust that things will be okay when so much that we see in the world around is not okay. There are good reasons not to trust everyone and everything, but we have to trust someone, or we will go through life alone. We have to trust some things, or we will be chronically anxious. We have to trust some deeper truths about our existence, or we will go through life without meaning and purpose. Trust is essential to living well and living in community. Yet right now, there is an incredible amount of distrust in our society. We see this in how people react to each other so quickly with so little benefit of the doubt. The driver who goes into road rage at the smallest slight, or the ugly attacks that people make in online forums. We see this in people's obsessive worry over the future, not just planning or keeping the future in mind, but living in constant fear of what's next. We see more and more people who live as if everyone is out to get them. Attitudes like this are contagious, and they undermine the basic trust and charity that healthy societies are built on. But we do have to be careful about who and what we trust. We've seen institutions make themselves untrustworthy, people act out in unthinkable ways, and recent research shows that lies on social media spread faster than truth at an alarming rate. With all this in mind, going through life wary, suspicious, and afraid is an understandable way to live. But it's not a good way to live. It's antithetical to peace and well-being. It stifles human flourishing and relationships. And we can't experience joy at the same time as fear and suspicion. Thankfully, Jesus showed our alternative. He trusted in God in his life and with his life. Because of this trust, he was at peace. He thrived. He had an infinite reserve of love and mercy. And trusting God with the things that we so often fret about, Jesus was able to be totally oriented around the things that mattered. Jesus trusted God, and we can trust God. He trusted that things were going to be okay. And you know what? We're going to be okay. I believe that. Because God is with us, just as God was with Jesus. This is one of the central messages of Easter, the resurrection and the empty tomb. It doesn't mean that everything is going to work out like we want, and we won't be disappointed or experience loss. But if we stay in the present, which is where we experience God, and trust God with the rest, God will be there. Going back to our Easter story, because it didn't end with the disciples going home, we should note that Mary stayed at the empty tomb. She didn't know that she could trust it, but she didn't turn away from it. She took the leap, and she witnessed the power of the resurrection. She was the first to see the risen Christ. Today, let us follow Jesus and Mary in the way of trust, trusting God with our future, releasing the fears of what we don't yet know, trusting God with our present by staying there with God like Mary did. Trusting God in the present moment, we will be free to discover what each moment has for us to enjoy, to learn from. The more we know what it is to trust God, the more we will experience the peace, hope, and joy of resurrection life. We're going to be okay, because God is with us always and everywhere. That is our ultimate truth. It's our beginning and our end. And when we know this as our deepest truth, we will experience the power of the resurrection. We have to trust someone and something. We can trust God. We can trust this. Amen.